At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste. Or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there's an old Chinese proverb that says, may you live in interesting times. And yes, we are. We are a society. We are infatuated with sports. We go to games. We watch them on TV. And now more than ever, people love to bet on the games as it feeds their competitive spirit. Certainly enhances the viewing participation. Even if you don't always get the outcome you want, you're coming back for more. And on that note, I'm Bernie Friday. We're coming to you live from the Las Vegas Fox Sports Radio Studios. And yes, August means football, and it certainly means college football. In about 15 minutes, we'll be joined by the man with the college knowledge, Brad Powers, college football aficionado extraordinaire. That would be Brad Powers. We'll also take a look at the early rankings and a couple of head-scratchers. And by the way, I've got five teams that I'm interested in that have got my curiosity. I'll have Brad talk about that. By the way, in about an hour, you don't want to miss this, I'm going to give a very lengthy tribute to Vin Scully. I met Vin Scully once, and there's some significance in that, which I'll explain. And obviously, people around the world who heard Vin Scully, well, they had a ticket to witness magic and whimsical greatness. But if you grew up in Southern California like I did, you had a front row seat. So don't miss my story about the first time I met him, that plus much, much more. Sports are entertainment, but they're more than that. They are a shared experience. As such, people want to talk about them. You've come to the right place. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. As they say in Vince Gully, Minnesota, it's going to be lit. This is Straight Out of Vegas, the pregame show you always wanted. By the way, just a quick teaser. And again, I'm going to go over all this big time about an hour from now. Can you imagine in 1958 when the Dodgers left Brooklyn to come to Los Angeles, KMPC 710 did not want Vin Scully. They weren't sure they wanted him as their announcer, but Peter O'Malley stepped in, and obviously the rest is history. Can you imagine Vin Scully without the Dodgers without Vin Scully? I certainly can't. And, you know, back in high school, his best friend was a guy named Larry Miggins, And they both graduated from high school, I think around 1945. And they were sitting around talking one day. And Vin looked at Larry and said, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And Larry said, "I want to be a Major League Baseball player." Vin says, "That's great. What do you want to be, Vin?" He goes, "I want to be a broadcaster. I want to call baseball games. I've wanted since I was 8 years old." Fast forward to 1952, the St. Louis Browns, they visit Ebbets Field to play the Brooklyn Dodgers. Vin Scully on the call that day. Who's playing for the St. Louis Browns? Larry Miggins. Larry Miggins hits a home run, his first home run as a major leaguer. He only hit a total of two in his entire career. It's the only time Vin Scully said he cried on the air. By the way, Larry Miggins, 97 years young, on August 20th. He's still with us. Finally, one last thing, and again, I'm going to get much deeper into the Scully thing in an hour. I'll save the story for how I met Vin and what he told me, but yes, October 15th, 1988, when Kirk Gibson strode to the plate to hit maybe the most famous home run in Dodger history, I left early. Not going to lie, I was there, I left early. Why? I had a bet on the Oakland A's for $100. Eckersley's coming to the mound. I figure it's done. But I wasn't mad. I've never been mad for one reason. Three reasons. One, I left early to beat the traffic, which I sort of did. Number two, I lost the bet, so I didn't want to sit there and have to witness that. But number three, it turns out, in retrospect, that I heard one of the most iconic baseball calls of all time. Not only heard it live while it was happening, while I was in the stadium parking lot. An hour from now, we go deep into the Vin Scully stories and retrospect and all kinds of what I would consider to be, I've got a real tribute and some things I bet you didn't know, so you do not want to miss that. All right, college football is basically here. Teams are getting back into practice, and in about 10 minutes here, we'll dial up Brad Powers and talk some college football. But I got a kick out of Nick Saban the other day when he said, you know, it was a rebuilding year last year. Of course, they got to the national championship game and had not all their wide receivers gotten hurt. I think they might have won. But actually, if you look at Nick, in what he said verbatim, in 2021, Alabama had to replace 10 players who left for the NFL draft, which included six first rounders and two more taken in the second round. They also lost their offensive coordinator, Steve Sarkisian, who took over as the head coach of Texas. And Sarkisian took his offensive line coach, Kyle Flood, and special teams coordinator, Jeff Banks. So he lost a ton of talent, and he also lost coaches. But yes, Alabama did what Alabama does, and they're minus 500 to win the SEC West. Look, Alabama does bring back a ton of players from a team that, they did lose to Georgia 33-18, but Nick Saban has added a few new faces through the transfer portal. He got a great transfer from Georgia Tech and various other schools. They also brought in a couple offensive linemen, a couple top young wideouts. So it's hard to imagine that Alabama is not going to be right back in the mix again this year. And they're ranked number one, justifiably so. A team I think you'll see return to strong prominence this year. They're ranked number two right now in the country. And again, I think justifiably so. The Ohio State Buckeyes, they finally lost a conference game under Ryan Day. They're 23-1 in the Big Ten Conference in Ryan Day's tenure. But I don't expect Ohio State to lose two in a row to Michigan. And no one wants to admit it, but they give Michigan top credit. They won. But I think the entire Ohio State team had the flu that day, and it snowed. Let's just say the planets aligned, and you give Michigan a lot of credit. We'll see if they can do it 2 years in a row. Ohio State outscored Utah in the Rose Bowl, and they have an obvious Heisman Trophy challenger in C.J. Stroud, plus their receiver Jackson Smith. You'll hear this name. It'd be nice if I could pronounce it. It's one of those three people names, Jackson Smith and Jeeba. It'll be one of the hottest names going into the season. He had 347 receiving yards in the Rose Bowl, but the defense must get a little bit better. They allowed 87 points in the last two games. I'm sure they'll clean that up. They also have Marvin Harrison, his son, at wide receiver. You just get the feeling that Ohio State this upcoming season is going to rally. By the way, even though, let me just harken back to Alabama for just a second. When you bring back the two best players in the nation, Heisman Trophy winner Bryce Young, and should be Heisman, I think Will Anderson can very much win the Heisman Trophy. Aaron Torres talked about that at the end of last year. Maybe should have won it last year, best player in the country. Last year, you could argue that. You could argue that. Remember, Aiden Hutchinson finished second. Will Anderson wasn't even invited to New York. You know, he's going to have a chip on his shoulder. I had the stats. He's up there in the nation in tackles, sacks, hurries, everything you want, right? Plus, losing to Georgia in the national championship game makes it easier for the Tide to have that kind of chip. And they'll play Texas. I want to say it's September 9th in Texas. That'll be a coming out party for Will Anderson for those who don't know who he is. And you're going to see. I think they'll open up a can of whoop ass on Texas. And, you know, Will Anderson will get 13, 14 sacks and he'll be off and running. All right. So you got Bama 1, Ohio State 2. Georgia, the returning national champions, they appear to be third right now. They finally got over the hump. They beat Bama. They beat Nick Saban. They win their first title since 1980. A guy named Herschel Walker was on the team. The NFL, look, they took a huge bite out of the Bulldogs again last year. Well, I mean, my goodness, how many players do they have drafted? 10, 12, 13? But Kirby Smart and his staff, they never stop recruiting. They have a new defensive coordinator by the name of Dan Lanning. Check that. Dan Lanning is now the head coach at Oregon. He's left the program. Maybe Georgia's having a rebuilding year. The offense will be led again by Stetson Bennett IV. If he can keep his job, I thought he played very well with a lot of pressure on him, and there's no question he did the best he could when it mattered most. Give him a lot of credit. So you got Bama 1, Ohio State 2, Georgia 3. Now, Texas A&M, remember last year they had to withdraw from the Gator Bowl due to COVID-19 positive cases, and they had some injuries. They were 8-4 last year, and they had a ton. You know, the Aggies had a ton of injuries in 2021. But they still upset Alabama, who was number one at the time, in a game that was a real thriller. This year, DJ Durkin takes over as defensive coordinator. He'll have a strong defense. And I think that their defense will be even better this year than last year. They have an LSU transfer quarterback by the name of Max Johnson. He's now on College Station. Jimbo Fisher, his elite recruiting class. We've talked about it 100 times with that NIL Amplify program they got. All the five-star, four-star threes, it's a who's who. Texas A&M will not be short on talent. We'll see if the young ones can produce right away. The only other two teams I'm mildly interested in right now, I'll be interested in more of them, but, okay, Notre Dame. They were 11-2. They lost to Oklahoma State in the Fiesta Bowl. Now, I think you'd have more Irish hype if they would have beaten Oklahoma State. For whatever reason, Notre Dame manages to get to a New Year's Six game every year in one form or fashion, but they don't do well in those situations. And that brand new coach, Marcus Freeman, I think he brings a ton of excitement regardless. He goes into his first full season as Notre Dame's head coach. They get a great transfer and a defensive back from Northwestern named Brandon Joseph. He had 9 interceptions the last 2 years. He will form one of the best defensive backfields in all of college football. And the biggest hurdle is going to be Notre Dame's schedule. This is not an easy schedule. They've got Ohio State, BYU, Clemson, USC on that schedule. You may say USC, they haven't been much, but it's always a rivalry. Remember, USC 4-8 last year. 54 new players. Lincoln Riley had his first ever practice yesterday here in Los Angeles. Not here, I'm in Vegas. He was in Los Angeles. And so let the Lincoln Riley era begin. We'll talk to that. We'll talk to Brad about that. I don't know how much USC can do their first year, but they're going to be an interesting team to watch, thanks to the fact that they have Lincoln Riley. He had Oklahoma in the playoff hunt every year, made it 3 times. It's highly unlikely USC can do that in their first year, but I would say the Trojans could go from 4-8 to 8-4, and that will be a situation depending on what kind of quarterback play they get, and they have a brand new defensive coordinator by the name of Alex Grinch. Good name. If you're going to be stingy in points, it might as well be a Grinch. Coming up, let's bring in the man with the college knowledge, Brad Powers. You've heard him on this network many times. You've heard him on my show many times. He's a walking encyclopedia of college football. Just finished up an amazing road trip. Saw 24 college stadiums in 14 days. Drove 5,600 miles. We'll bring him in. We'll talk college football because it is here. We're 3 weeks from week zero. I'm Bernie Frado. We're coming to you live from the Las Vegas Fox Sports Radio studios. This is the pregame show you always wanted. Don't go away. You're listening to Straight Outta Vegas.
Straight Outta Vegas! The great Bernie Frado, folks.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Now we're back on Straight Outta Vegas, the pregame show you always wanted. I'm Bernie Frado coming to you live in the Las Vegas Fox Sports Radio studios. It's that time of year. You hear him around these airwaves and around the country, the preeminent college football analyst. In my view, the man with the college knowledge. Say hello to Brad Powers. Brad, how are you, buddy?
Excellent, Bernie. Good to hear your voice on this Saturday night.
Hey, before we get started, you did something really cool. You drove 5,600 miles, saw 24 college stadiums recently in like 3 weeks. What was your favorite memory?
Oh, wow. That's like picking between children.
I'll be honest
with you. Yeah, I'll be honest with you, and this probably surprised a lot of people. I'm an animal lover, and if you're familiar with LSU, their mascot's a tiger. Mike the Tiger has a really cool habitat right next door to the stadium. He just so happened to be out that day. He was up against the fence. I got within less than a foot of Mike the Tiger. I thought that was pretty cool.
That is way cool. They usually put him behind the mic at LSU games, and he growls through the PA, and it scares the hell out of the Western Hemisphere. All right, let's dive right in, Brad, because we got so much to get to. There are like five teams I'm just really curious about. Can't think of a better guy to unpack this than you. I'll go backwards. I'm going to start with USC. Had 54 new players this year. You bring in Jordan Addison from Pitt, Caleb Williams from Oklahoma, Travis Dye from Oregon. But they were 4-8 last year. Can you just add players like that, add water, and SC is all of a sudden good?
That's a good question, Bernie. I think USC is probably one of the more high-variance teams in the country. On one hand, I think they're going to be one of, if not the most improved team in the country this year. With all that added talent and transfer portal, they'll get better coaching with Lincoln Riley. But with that being said, even though I think they're the most improved team in the country, I still think they're right up there as being one of the most overrated teams in the country in some of these market prices. I mean, if you look at the title odds, national title future odds, I mean, they got like the fifth or sixth shortest odds to win the national title. I think that's not the case in any stretch of the imagination for me. There's still some question marks on defense. They were a very poor defense a year ago. And I still got some questions at the line of scrimmage and depth issues. I mean, they can ill afford injuries at any position. Forget just the quarterback if Caleb Williams were to go down. So because of that, USC under 9.5 is one of my favorite season win total bets.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think they could maybe top out at 8-4. Good stuff, Brad. So a year ago now, I remember, well, of course, I brought up Bama. They had just lost 10 players to the NFL draft, and you know, six first-rounders. And well, they hadn't yet, but they you know, the long and the short of it is, and they lose Sarkisian, blah, 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 all those guys. And yet, you said, Bernie, they're still going to be a safe pick. Sure enough, they get to the national championship game. Had they not had injuries at the wide receiver, I think they might have beaten Georgia. Bama, ranked number one. They deserve it. Are they back in the national championship game this year?
Oh, yeah. Not only back in the national title game, they take home the national championship. I know I'm not, you know, breaking news there, going out on a limb, but let's talk about the remarkable stability that Alabama has this year. Normally, they're having to replace a ton of production, you know, a ton on the coaching staff, but let's start with the coaching staff. Offense coordinator is back. That's a rarity. Defense coordinator is back yet again. Then you got the returning Heisman Trophy winner in Bryce Young. You have not only the best player as far as the defensive side of the ball, Will Anderson, but I would argue he might be a generational type talent on the defense side of the ball. He's back. You got the best coach in history in Nick Saban. Alabama's easily a double-digit favorite every single game this year. I will be super surprised if the Tide don't win at all.
Yeah, well said. Other than that, not too much optimism at Alabama. All right, so the question becomes who challenges him. Let's start with Ohio State. Ryan Day's 23-1 in conference. I love the receiving crew. Jackson Smith, 350 yards in the Rose Bowl. You got C.J. Stroud, who could win the, you know, Heisman. Can Ohio State get back to the promised land?
I think so. I think they certainly have the proper motivation after what happened to them a year ago, obviously in the Michigan game, the Oregon game, two huge disappointments for the Buckeyes. You know, even though they lose a pair of first-round draft picks at wide receiver, I'm here to tell you they're not going to miss a beat at that position. Jackson Smith and the Jigba's arguably the best wide receiver in the country, and Brian Hartline, their wide receiver position coach, is recruited better than anybody. And not only that position, but arguably any position group. Defense will be improved with a new defense coordinator and probably have to give them a little bit of time to start the season. But reality is for the Buckeyes, Bernie, they're going to be a double-digit favorite every single regular season game. And they are my pick to meet Alabama for the title.
Yeah, and by the way, how's Marvin Harrison's son? Is he in the mix?
He will be elite. And I will, by elite, I mean I would be surprised if he's not a top 10 wide receiver in the country this year. He'll be a name to keep an eye out.
All right, we're talking with Brad Powers, the man with a college knowledge with covers. You hear him on these airwaves all around the country. Got to bring up Georgia. Obviously, they got, you know, the NFL took a big bite out of the Bulldogs draft-wise, but Kirby Smart and his staff recruit pretty well. What are your thoughts on Georgia this year?
Yeah, they'd be my number three position. There's certainly some question marks for Georgia, and I think there's a gap between Alabama and Ohio State going down to Georgia. Even though the Bulldogs lost a record NFL player, 15 players to the draft, still, I mean, offensively, I expect them to actually be better. Starting on the offensive line, I think that they can be better than what they were a year ago. I know they lose their top two running backs, but recruiting-wise, they've done a good job there. Watch the tight end position for Georgia. I think it's by far the best tight end position group in the country, so that could be some weapons for Stetson Bennett, the returning quarterback for them. Defense is a question mark, but again, Kirby Smart's recruited as well as anybody. Schedule's favorable. There's not an Alabama in the regular season, so Georgia is a double-digit favorite in every single regular season game.
Fair enough. Let's jump to Texas A&M. They handed Bama their only loss last year, even though they ended up 8-4, didn't play in their bowl game due to COVID. I cannot wait for that game in early October. Could Texas A&M, with their ridiculously stupid recruiting class, could they upset Bama? Could lightning strike twice?
No. They're going to be a sizable underdog in that game. Alabama will have all the motivation. You got to give, you know, next year will be the year that A&M can maybe clip Alabama again. But right now, I got that game projected for Texas A&M to be about a 17-point underdog. Now, with that being said, I think A&M could be favored in the remaining 11 games of the season. And their season win total, Bernie, a lot of places still with 8.5 on Texas A&M. I'm here to tell you, if they go under that season win total and go 8-4, I mean, that would be a hugely disappointing season for Jimbo Fisher. I bet over 8.5 on the Aggies.
Yeah, with all the money they spent in NIL, you're not kidding. That would be a disappointment. All right, let's jump to Notre Dame. Be careful what you wish for. Marcus Freeman brings a ton of excitement, but he gets to play Ohio State, BYU, Clemson, and USC. Thoughts on Notre Dame this year?
Yeah, I like the hire of Marcus Freeman, but I think there's going to be some growing pains and some adjustments for a first-time head coach in year one. I think you hit the nail on the head as far as the major question mark for Notre Dame is not at head coach, not at quarterback, because they got a first-time starting quarterback this year, but it's a schedule. It got way tougher. I mean, you're playing, in my opinion, two of the top four teams in the country, Ohio State and Clemson. USC's much improved. They have a, you know, key game in Vegas here against a very good BYU team. They're at North Carolina. I think this Notre Dame team slips back and is 8-4, 9-3-ish.
Talking about slipping back, a couple weeks ago, a buddy of mine was at the ACC Media Day. They talked about DJ Uiagalelei. I'm talking about Clemson. And Dabo said, well, he wasn't good, but we weren't good around him. Does Cade Klubnik beat him out this year?
That's a good question. I don't think so, at least at the start. You know, I liked what I saw watching DJ in the spring. Keep in mind, he dropped about 30 pounds, so he's really committed. It's not like last year where he struggles all season. If he struggles at any point this season, he gets yanked. So I think because of that urgency, he'll have a much improved season. And because of that, and Clemson's defensive line, they're my pick to win the ACC and go to the college football playoff.
Sure, sure. But how much do they miss Brent Venables, their defensive coordinator, who's now at Oklahoma?
Oh, they're going to miss him quite a bit. I mean, that was, you know, obviously Dabo Sweeney's right-hand man for the better part of a decade, you know. But from what I read, they got an up-and-comer as defensive coordinator, a guy that could be a future star at that position.
Let's go to Michigan, Brad. I'm plugged in. I talked to people. There's still a cloud hanging over the way some things ended last year, and offensive coordinator leaving, et cetera, et cetera. Cade McNamara and J.J. McCarthy are going to have to battle it out. I don't like Michigan this year. I think I've got them penciled in for 3 losses. Your thought?
You know, I'm going to disagree with you. I think they lose 2 games maybe at max. Obviously, they're going to get beat by Ohio State in the finale, but I don't see, you know, clear other loss on their schedule. Sure, they could get upset in one game, but, I mean, I have them favored at Iowa. You know, Penn State's at home, Michigan State's at home. One thing I like about Michigan this year, I think the skill position talent's as good as they've had probably
they
since Chad Henne.
Yes.
You know, Mike Hart, Mario Manningham were there. So I think Michigan's a little underrated.
Outstanding. You just channeled 2006, the game of the century, Ohio State. All right, these are the last two. Oregon and Utah. We just talked about Dan Lanning. He's now at Oregon. Who wins the Pac-12? Is it Oregon or is it Utah?
I like Utah. More stability there. Whittingham's been there for almost 2 decades now already. And then, you know, Lanning, there's question marks, first-time head coach. Utah returns their quarterback. OCDC are back. Plenty off the line of scrimmage are back. I'd be very surprised if Utah's not a repeat Pac-12 champ.
I'm glad you mentioned the quarterback. Is Cameron Rising the real deal, or did he show a flash? It's, you know, there's going to be expectations this year, Brad. Can he live up to those?
That's a good point. I think so. Keep in mind, he wasn't. When they were losing at the start of the season to BYU and San Diego State, Cam Rising wasn't their quarterback. He enters the lineup, and that's where they take off and win the Pac-12. I think he's only better this year. So as long as he remains healthy, again, I think Utah could be favored in at least 11 of their 12 games this year. They're a sleeper to make the playoff.
Best in the business, Brad Powers. Brad, college football's upon us 3 weeks from week zero. We got to get you back on before too long.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bernie.
All right, that's Brad Powers. You catch him at Covers. You catch him on these airwaves and certainly on the airwaves all around the country. He is the man with the college knowledge, as you can see. Coming up, we continue with college football. I'll dive into some teams that we may not have mentioned. Plus, I want to talk a little bit about the college football portal, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You don't always get what you think you are getting when you dive in to the transfer portal. But first, well, let's go to the only network update anchor on the entire network. By the way, that's the Department of Redundancy Department, who has the same initials as Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
Matsy Bolaños with the latest.
How are you, Bernie?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Oh, you know, just awake and drinking a Coke Zero so that I stay awake.
Mix that with Jolt Cola.
With Jolt Cola?
Jolt Cola, yeah.
What is that?
They don't sell that anymore. Okay, never mind. It's got like 50 had like 50 scoops of sugar in it.
Oh, no. We don't need that. No. I'm trying to be able to, you know, just stay awake and give you good updates. I'm not trying to bounce off the walls. Bo and Chris Perfetto are going to kill me if I start bouncing off the walls. So we got to keep it classy all night. Let's do a little baseball. The Dodgers, my boys in blue, they won their seventh consecutive game after beating the Padres again tonight, 8-3. Max Muncy had a 3-run homer in the victory to put the Dodgers up. The Mets, they swept the Braves in their doubleheader in game two. Pete Alonso had 3 singles, so now he is tied with Aaron Judge for the most RBIs so far this season. They are tied at 93. And the Mets are 30 games over 500 for the first time since 2006. So the Mets are having one of their best seasons yet. The Cardinals handed the Yankees their 4th straight loss after beating them 1-0. The Cardinals have won now 6 in a row, which is a season high for them. And they are now alone in the NL Central. They are in first place with their win and also with the Brewers, who lost to the Reds 7-5. The Phillies, they pounded the Nationals 11-5. How about this? The losing pitcher, Patrick Corbin, he is 4-16. He has an ERA of 7.02. He didn't even make it out of the first inning. He's earning $23 million this season. Listen, I can do that. I can give up 6 runs in the first inning and make $23 million for the season. Phillies can call me. No problem. I mean, the Nationals can call me. I'll do that. No problem. The Twins beat the Blue Jays 7-3, and they still lead the AL Central by 2 games over the Guardians, who also beat the Astros 4-1. The Angels and the Mariners, they split their doubleheader. We also had victories from the Orioles, the Royals, the Giants, the Cubs, and the Rangers. A little bit of NFL news. It seems as though Matthew Stafford had a good practice today for the Rams. He described that he's in a little bit of pain, but he also downplayed it. So hoping that he's not lying to us and pretending, but he seemed to downplay. He just said he was a little sore, but that he felt that he could make any throw he wanted to. So good news for Rams fans. And I don't know if you've seen the video. There's an awesome little video. Packers going into their practice today or yesterday. I don't know what day it was. And there's a sweet little girl dressed in her little Packers outfit. She's probably like 4 or 5 years old. And she has like a little teacup. And as the players are coming in, she's like, "Do you want some tea?" And several players stop by, pretend to take a sip of her tea, and they go into practice. Super sweet, super cute. We're ready for the NFL season, right, Bernie? Back to you.
Was that hot tea or iced tea?
It was imaginary tea.
Okay. Or was it the rapper iced tea?
Maybe he was there too. Yeah, along with the imaginary tea.
All right, you'll have to report back on that. All right, thanks, Monty.
Of course.
All right, some college football teams I left out. I'll get to in just a second, but you know, we mentioned USC, 54 new players, 14 from the transfer portal alone. But the truth of the matter is, in the world of college football today, in the transfer portal, while it looks like it might be a godsend for some programs, I think it's a recycling bin for a lot of teams, and it's being overused, in my opinion, because I think the college football transfer portal, it sort of provides this insurance that you're getting a student athlete who's somewhat developed. He's physically and mentally mature. He's been in another program. He can maybe spark your team. He can maybe bring a surge in talent. But if this student athlete is such a premier talent acquisition, then why are they leaving their previous school? Why are they, how do you know they're going to buy into your culture? Or are they just there for the NIL? Or are they maybe just underachieved at their last stop, but things are going to be different now? And frankly, what if the previous school isn't unhappy that they moved on? The fact of the matter is, the winners of the transfer portal do an exemplary job of signing recruits out of high school to build the foundation of the program. And I would say when you utilize the transfer portal to supplement any holes on the roster, it is going to be a crapshoot. One way to utilize the transfer portal, or transfers in general, is the example of Texas State. For the 2021 signing class, they did not sign any high school prospects during the recruiting cycle. Rather, they relied strictly on transfers for talent acquisition. But Texas State is just one example. There are several more programs that are adhering to the same philosophy. Clemson, Iowa, Georgia, just to name a few. That's because whenever a school signs a transfer from the portal, they forfeit a potential high school recruit in its place. Think about that. So by passing the transfer portal, the schools can devote their resources to recruiting a high school player that better fits their needs, their profile, their culture, rather than rolling the dice on the needs and desires of a player who's leaving because it didn't quite work out where he was before, or maybe he wants more or has a different agenda. And you have a situation now, the player that's transferring in, you have to wonder, was he able to adapt at his previous program? As you look ahead to the college football season this year, as you evaluate teams and you evaluate the varying degrees of their portal transfer for success, you have to keep in mind that it's like buying a used car. Are you getting someone else's problems? You just don't know. Brad mentioned Iowa. I'll be curious. Iowa has owned Michigan when they play at home in Kinnick Stadium. The Hawkeyes road turnovers and a strong defense last year. They were as high as number two in the polls. I think it's going to be a bit of a revenge game, too, because they got smoked. Michigan smoked Iowa last year in the Big Ten championship game. I'm on record. I think Michigan will lose three games. They'll lose to Ohio State. I think they'll lose to either Iowa or Penn State or Michigan State, or maybe more than that. I think there's a bit of a cloud there. And then they'll get to the bowl game, and they'll lose there too. But hold that thought. We'll come back to that later. BYU is a team that went 5-0 last year against the Pac-12 on their way to posting consecutive double-digit win seasons. BYU has one more season as an independent before they'll join the Big 12 in 2023. It could be a good one, though. If the Cougars can shine, I mean, they play Baylor, Oregon, Notre Dame, Arkansas, Stanford. That's a nice schedule. The defense brings back a ton. They kind of had a disappointing end of their season, but BYU always, even going back, certainly going back to the Lavelle Edwards days, always has a very formidable offense. Wisconsin in the Big Ten, who beat Arizona State in the Las Vegas Bowl, remember, they started 1-3 last year, and then they almost made the Big Ten title game. They lost to Minnesota in a regular season finale. That kept them out. Now, Wisconsin's not going to lead the nation in defense again. They were tremendous last year, only allowing 240 yards per game. They lose players. But their quarterback, Graham Mertz, who I thought showed real flashes last year, if he can take the next step, clearly Wisconsin, who was 9-4 last year, they show up, fall out of bed, win 9-10 games every year. Cincinnati was a real darling last year. 13-1, lost to Alabama in the college football playoff semifinals. I'm glad they made it. Look, as long as Luke Fickell is on the sidelines in Cincinnati, and I believe he just got like a 6-year extension or something, you'll never write off the Bearcats. But I don't know how Cincinnati possibly tops 2021. They lose their quarterback, Desmond Ridder. They lose their stout defense, Sauce Gardner. He's in the National Football League now. Thankfully, the Bearcats, I believe they bring back their entire offensive line. And again, as long as Fickell's there, you give Cincinnati the benefit of the doubt. You certainly expect them to compete very well in the AAC. I think Brad's right about Clemson. Clemson gets back. They win the ACC. They get back to the college football playoff. It says a lot about a program that if you win 10 games and a bowl game, that's considered a disappointment. That's what Clemson did last year. But it's clear the times are changing, at least on the sideline. No longer will they have their defensive coordinator, Brent Venables. He's now at Oklahoma. Their offensive coordinator, Tony Elliott, has gone to Virginia. I still think Clemson will be the ACC favorites. They beat their runner-up last year, Wake Forest, by 21, and it was, quote-unquote, a down year. Brad talked about DJ Uiagalelei losing 30 pounds, him and Cade Klubnik. Whoever wins that quarterback job, and you know, is going to have to perform, like Brad said, if DJ falls off at all, if he has any kind of hiccup, it's going to be a pretty short lease, and I think it has to. I want to give a big shout-out. My buddy Larry Sorensen does color commentary for Wake Forest football. They went 11-3 last year, beat Rutgers in the Gator Bowl. Now, the head coach, Dave Clawson, and the Demon Deacons, well, listen, they thrive. They've been thriving. They were unranked, and then they were 8-0, and they were playing in the ACC championship game. They've got their quarterback, Sam Hartman, back. He threw for almost 4,500 yards last year, 39 touchdowns. Wake Forest and that offense, they're going to score a ton of points. The issue, their defense needs to get better. But it should be. The biggest concern may be how Wake Forest handles expectations. No, Wake Forest has built their program to a point to where they are not going to sneak up on anybody anymore. Who's going to be in the national championship game? I'm kind of with Brad. I think it's going to be Alabama and Ohio State. I don't think Georgia can get back there 2 years in a row. There's a big drop-off after Alabama and Ohio State. Again, Ohio State, their defense has to step up. They gave up 87 points in the last two games, but their offense is going to be ridiculous. And by the time Ryan Day gets to November, I'm sure that Ohio State will be hitting on all cylinders. Coming up, well, you can't not talk about college football and not mention which college football coaches are on the hot seat. Big wild coaching carousel last year over the winter. We'll tell you who's on the hot seat. I'm Bernie Fratto. We're coming to you live from the Las Vegas Fox Sports Radio Studios. This is the pregame show you always wanted. Don't go away. You're listening to Straight Outta Vegas.
Straight Outta Vegas!
One of the best in the business, Bernie Fratto.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or, like, put a sign in your yard, but...
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now we're back on Straight Out of Vegas, the pregame show you always wanted. I'm Bernie Fratto, coming to you live from the Las Vegas Fox Sports Radio studios. Before I go any further, I want to thank my broadcast team back in Los Angeles, Bo Benson, Chris Perfett, and Monty Bolaños on the updates. They will be with me, and you will too, until 3 a.m. Pacific, 6 a.m. Eastern. Plenty of hijinks. We're just getting started. We got a huge show planned tonight coming up in about 10 minutes. A lengthy tribute to Vin Scully, replete with personal stories, Vin Scully stories, and a chronology of the things he's done. What an amazing life. 94 years. We celebrate Vin Scully's life. College football's here. Teams are in practice. 3 weeks today from today is week zero. After short of a very wild coaching carousel over the winter, there's a significant list of first-year coaches that feature established frontmen and assistants looking for their first gig to make a name for themselves, and they're making their debuts. But we start with Brian Kelly. Obviously, he's at LSU, Lincoln Riley. You look at the two of those men, they've combined for 221 FBS wins, but they'll be entering new roles at LSU and USC, respectively. And what's interesting is each coach kind of had a bit of a stunning exit last November, and so you come and you put in your first season. Both of these guys are already going to be under bright spotlights, whether they like it or not. Frankly, I do think they like it. And I would be very curious to see what those two proud programs have made. My goodness, LSU is, 3 years removed from a dominating national championship. Meanwhile, USC really just simply has not been a factor since that game. Many, many years ago when they lost to Vince Young in Texas, that kind of ended their dynasty, as it were. But if USC can recruit Southern California and keep the studs that state produces from leaving and going to Clemson or going to Alabama or going to Georgia, I think Lincoln Riley, along with, again, 54 new players on the roster. But let me tell you, it's going to be a little different ballgame in LA than I think. Oklahoma brought its own series of pressures as well, but I think this is going to be a little bit different. But it puts in perspective, the expectations for these programs right now. By the way, Marcus Freeman, the 36-year-old who took over for Brian Kelly after only one season as Notre Dame's defensive coordinator, he's going to have expectations as well, and they don't have the easiest schedule. Then, of course, Brent Venables. Now, he's 50 years old. He's been the coordinator forever at Clemson. I think he was making $3 million a year. One of the greatest defensive coordinators in the history of college football. He's got the hardware to prove it. He leaves Clemson to return to Oklahoma, where he was there from 99 to 2011. So no stranger to the Sooners and Norman, Brent Venables. So Brian Kelly leaves. Marcus Freeman takes over. Brent Venables leaves. Lincoln Riley takes over at USC. However, several of this year's college football head coaches are a little bit going to be in what I would consider to be desperation mode when it comes to maintaining their jobs. And I would say if you look at the list of coaches who are going to be under the most pressure heading into 2022, you start with Herm Edwards at Arizona State. Now, I thought Herm Edwards came out of the gate and did well. He seemed to really change the culture there. He was getting to bowl games, etc. But they seem to have hit a wall. And there was a time Arizona State was a much better program nationally. They seem to have hit that proverbial wall. Scott Frost at Nebraska, Dino Babers at Syracuse, Mike Norvell at Florida State, Jeff Collins at Georgia Tech, Carl Durrell at Colorado, Brian Harsin at Auburn. I wish all these guys well. It's not going to be easy. They're going to have to produce, and they're going to programs where there are great expectations. They're not going. They're already there. All right, that's going to do it for Straight Out of Vegas. Keep it locked right here. We're going to take you up to 3 a.m. Coming up, Fox Sports Sunday and Fox Sports Radio. I'm Bernie Fratto. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight Out of Vegas!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.